Okay, it is 18 minutes after 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And joining me via telephone this morning, we've got Tamara Failer. Good morning.
Good morning.
You wear many hats. Today you are wearing the hat from the Humboldt County Animal Shelter, right?
That's right.
All right. So we've heard you on the ads, you know, talking about adoptable pets and whatnot. But we've got there are eight dogs specifically that are kind of on death row, right?
That's right. There were nine, but one dog went home to his family. They were able to arrange that, so now we're down to eight.
So one thing that you mentioned is that the Humboldt County Animal Shelter has never euthanized an adoptable dog, which is truly wonderful and really not normal in most communities. But crowding's an issue.
It is. These dogs here are not in adoptable. They did not pass their temperament test. The shelter for a dog is a pretty intense place. The way the kennels are set up, they can smell and hear all the dogs around them 24/7. And so it's not a normal environment. So some dogs that fail their temperament test in shelter, are fine. It's like you send them to rescue and they're going, what was wrong with this dog in the shelter? Some dogs just don't deal well in a shelter setting, and some do. So these dogs, we need to find foster homes for them or, they're not going to make it out on all four paws. It's not going to change that no adoptable dog has been euthanized because these dogs aren't adoptable because they're stressed in shelter.
Right. So you're looking for foster homes, basically, right?
Exactly.
So why don't you explain what that's all about?
Okay. There's sponsoring rescues that pull dogs from the shelter and try and work on issues if they turn out to be having issues that are beyond just the stress of the shelter. And Redwood Pals Rescue is working with these eight dogs to try and find foster homes to basically assess whether or not these issues that the dogs are having are shelter-related or not, and if they aren't shelter-related, if they can be worked on. There's a boxer that we're looking for a ride to get to Fair Oaks in Sacramento that's going to an outside rescue, but locally, primarily, Redwood Pals Rescue and It's a Dog Rescue for some of them, and then Sequoia Humane pulls when they have room, but they usually pull from adoptable dogs, and Companion Animal pulls from adoptable dogs. So the dogs that fail temperament, primarily Redwood Pals Rescue. And with these dogs, because they do have issues with the intensity in other dogs, they are looking for only dog homes so they can make that assessment, which is a harder fit because, dog lovers, sure, I have another dog. I want to foster a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, we've been, kind of brainstorming. And, if you're a student and you've had dogs in the past and you'd love to have a dog, but you can't because you're a student going to HSU or CR and it's okay with your landlord, you'd be the ideal situation for one of these dogs to be assessed and transition, to the appropriate home.
And you'd be saving a life.
That's right. Or if you, have a temporary job in Humboldt County and you're not a student, that would work well. So that's the type of home for these dogs. Let me describe exactly, what these dogs are.
Yeah.
Tilly, she's a little pity mix female brown brindle, and she's actually, her in-shelter dog issues are even improving there. So they have high hopes for Tilly. Pogo is a pit bull mix. He's really cute. He's white and has spots, and he needs an only dog home because he's got the same in shelter dog issues. But he's a charmer and a favorite of staff. Ricky is a lab husky mix, and same. He needs an only dog home. He's really striking. He's got one blue eye. Lucy is a husky shepherd mix, and she is another one that even in shelter her dog issues are improving. Luca is a red-nosed pit, really pretty boy. Same, needs only dog home. Mushu, we're looking for an experienced dog home, only dog home, because he's got trust issues, the poor guy. And Mushu's a ridgeback. And Rusty, we're looking for an only dog home, and he's got the complications of being heartworm positive. So, if we find a foster home for him, then we'll be getting him heartworm treatment. And that's another reason for an only dog home, because they need to be quiet after the heartworm treatment, or, you know, they might not make it.
Sure.
And finally, beautiful Mastiff mix Cleopatra. She's brown brindle. She's got food issues on top of dog issues. And sometimes the food issues can be shelter-related, too, because they hear all the dogs, and if they've had, you know, any hungry period in their life, then they get guarding over their food. Which
so that's the food issue, is that guards it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if the shelter has, like, they feed, and if there's food left in the bowl, then there's food in the kennel all the time, and then she hears dogs all around.
So this Mastiff must be a big one.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
She's another favorite.
Yeah, well, Mastiffs are wonderful dogs.
Yeah,
they really are. So this is great. You know, we've got we have eight dogs, but we've got a big county with big hearts, and I am guessing that we've got some listeners out there who would be willing to do this. We'd be willing to foster these dogs. How long of a commitment are we looking at to foster dogs?
Well, it depends. With these dogs, initially what's really important is their assessment to see if they have to remain in an only dog home and if they have any issues. If it turns out it's just, shelter stress, then they could be transitioned to another home with, other dogs. And if they're ready, then they'll be put up on the sites for adoption through Redwood Pals, and then that's just as long as it takes. Sometimes the dogs get adopted right away, and sometimes it takes longer.
Okay. Well, great. So anyone listening right now who is saying, I think I could do this, what do they do?
They either email redwoodpalsrescue.com or call 707-822-7130. Another way that people could help, and, it's like a kennel's a kennel, and we're talking the hold side, but if dogs are adopted, as dogs move into adoptable, there was a bunch of dogs that moved from hold into adoptable just this morning, then that also helps too. And October, the entire month, if you want to adopt a dog, no matter what they weigh, it's $35. Usually the adoption fee is dependent on how much it costs to get them in neutered and spay and their basic shots. So that's what the basic $250 budget from the county covers mostly.
Wow, so $35, that's a real bargain.
Yes, and you've got, there's three small dogs, two just came, besides Rex's little chihuahua mix with blue eyes. Dogs with blue eyes are pretty cool. He's a 7-year-old. Then there's a Pomeranian, little girl, 8 years old, named Cotton. And Bowie is a youngster, comparatively for little dogs, because they live a lot longer, 2 years, 1 month. He's a border terrier. And we've got some shepherd mixes, Coco and Yuma, and they're both German shepherd mixes. And then Kojak is a Dutch shepherd mix. Those are all males. And then the new girl added was a German Shepherd mix, Autumn, and she's only a year, 1 month old, and these other three are mature. And Yuma is actually a German Shepherd Rot mix, and there's another Rot mix in there named Bernie, and he's only 2 years old. Then there's a Border Terrier mix, Border Collie mix, Izzy. She's a little girl, 1 year, 7 months. And a Catahoula mix, Nikki. She's 4 years. A Kelpie mix named Gunner. He's 2 years, 1 month. A couple lab mixes. A yellow female that's about 5 years named Goldie. She's mixed with Border Collie, as far as they can tell. And then there's a lab Mastiff mix, another big boy,
wow,
4 years old, named Forrest. And then there's also a new Mastiff mix. We can't tell what else he's mixed with, but his name's Grizzly, and he's about 2 years old.
I always get called every time they said. Now they said, do they have to keep those names? And I always say no. That's the names that they're given there in the shelter, right?
The ones that just came today, they don't even know these names. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes if they're able to find the history, or they've got a microchip that's
right,
no good because they haven't updated the information, but the name's there, they will have the dog's name.
Got it.
But you know how you I don't know if you're like me, but my dog has a bunch of nicknames.
Sure.
And, you know, if you transition from the shelter name that they know, because like Cleola is the longest in. She's a little gray, pity 11-year-old. She knows that name, but you could still transition from it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, our dog Sirius, who we got from the shelter as a rescue. His original name, I think, was Toby, if memory serves. And
yeah, I gave him that name.
Yeah, you gave him that name. You know, and it's like, this isn't a Toby, this is a Sirius. So we named him Sirius. But he does have other nicknames, you know, Big, because he's a big dog. He's a big dog.
He's big.
He's a big dog. He's a Great Dane Labrador mix, so he's a big guy. So he knows that. He hear Big, it's like, whoo! Yeah, so they get to know all these names.
You know, and if you say anything to a dog with 11-year voice, they're going to respond.
That's true. That is true. Now, you gave this information out earlier, but I think people are scrambling for pens, so I'm going to give it to them again. So for folks who want to be a foster parent for a dog, give the website again.
It's Redwood Pals Rescue. .org actually, and then the email is redwoodpalsrescue@gmail.com, and then the phone number is 707-822-7130, and this number 707-822-7130 also works if you want to become a doggy big brother or sister.
What does that mean?
What we're trying to recruit is people that are able to consistently volunteer, because the shelter is so chaotic. If we can get people that the dogs can count on seeing like every Wednesday or, you know, in a routine, that helps them to like calm and normalize. So that's what we mean by that. So people that have time to consistently volunteer so the dog can, you know, count on seeing that person. And they can also be one of the ones that take the dogs to doggy class, because Redwood Pals is wonderful and the shelter is wonderful about letting them check out dogs to go to actually get some training by a trainer. And that's like $10 a dog per class. And so if you can't volunteer or foster, you can also donate money to help adoptable dogs be more adoptable by going to doggy class. And that on the redwoodpalsrescue.org webpage, there is a donation button. Or if you call the 822-7130, Mara can give you more information on how to donate.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully folks listening are jotting down this information, and you're going to get flooded with people who want to foster and adopt.
Yeah, but we haven't even talked about the emergency medical fund dogs who
also
would open up space if they're in foster care. So we are looking for foster homes for these dogs that have come into the shelter with issues beyond the $250 budget. And I kind of want to take this time, too, to remind people that dogs' bodies are just like ours. If, you know, we're sore after being weekend warriors, dogs are going to get the same way. So especially when the weather's getting colder now, warm up your dogs before you, like, you know, they go flat out flying after balls. And you can help maybe save some of these, joint injuries. Cole is a little pity mix female, and hers is a little bit more significant. Before she came in the shelter, somehow she shattered her elbow, so
yikes.
She needs a leg amputation. And dogs are incredible. They didn't know that there was a significant issue because she just loves to play, and she'll ignore her shattered elbow and play. So Cola's first up, they're going to try and get, but she also needs to lose a little weight before she gets the operation, so it would be ideal if she could be in a foster home situation where she could, like, you know, walk around naturally and have more burn more calories just in her daily life instead of sitting in a kennel. And then Triton is a Cane Corso male, beautiful, beautiful gray, a bully dog type. Somehow he fractured his femoral head before he came to the shelter, so he needs a hip replacement. Then Swift is a 10-month-old youngster, McNab male, whose hip was out of the socket, and it's too long, so he needs a hip replacement. And then amazingly, a 4-month-old little lab mix ladybug, she injured her patella already, and so she needs an operation by a specialist. So these are all, pretty pricey, and truthfully, in other shelters, county shelters, they would have been euthanized just because, it's beyond what shelters usually deal with, and you know they don't have the sponsoring rescues that are the generous community that's going to take on this and make sure that these dogs get what they need to have comfortable lives.
Well, that's what we love about Humboldt County.
I know, they're wonderful.
Very
so if you want to donate to Cola, Triton, Swift, or Ladybug, you can make out a check to FFL-EMF because it's sponsored by Friends for Life. When the county goes through, you know, periodic budget woes, and so they wanted this emergency medical fund to be insulated from all that. So Friends for Life, there's a memorandum of understanding between the county and Friends for Life, and they manage this medical fund, so it's insulated. So you know when you're donating to the EMF that it's going to go to help shelter dogs' extraordinary medical expenses. So you can drop those checks in the mail to the shelter at 980 Lycoming Road, or, you know, go up there and check the shelter out. It's a beautiful shelter. Or send to Friends for Life. That's P.O. Box 962 in Eureka, and that's a 95502. Or if you like to do things on the Internet, Friends for Life has a webpage, dogrescuers.org. That's in the PSA, and you can click on the Donate Now icon. But it needs to be designated as for EMF because Friends for Life has other worthy programs that they take donations for.
Okay. So, good. You were going to say something?
I think I'm looking at my list. I think
we covered it.
We covered it.
Excellent.
Oh, one final thing.
Yes.
The transporters, if you can drive the Boxer to Fair Oaks, the general email that you can get you connected up, if you didn't write down any of these other numbers, if you remember muttsinmotion47@gmail.com, then that'll get you connected up. Or go to Facebook pages, either Humboldt County Animal Shelter Friends, Redwood Pals Rescue, or It's a Dog's Life, and make a comment, and we'll get you hooked up before you need to be.
All righty. Well, one thing I can say is KHM listeners are very generous and love to help.
They are amazing, and I'm hoping that, you know, this go-round of youth slate dogs are as lucky as the last, because you guys helped out so much last round as well.
Always happy to help. Tamara, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.